from KQED.
The Affordable Care Act is staunchly opposed by a number of groups on the political right, Republicans, Libertarians, Tea Partiers. But there's opposition on the left, too, as the California Report's health reporter Sarah Varney explains.
The platform of California's third largest political party includes legalizing marijuana, ending the death penalty, and offering free community bicycles. Now add this to the Green Party's list of solemn commitments.
We're hoping that the individual mandate will be struck down.
Barry Hermanson is the Green Party's candidate for California's 12th congressional district.
It is extraordinary that now Congress is saying that individuals must purchase a product from a private company. There's no precedent for this.
For Hermanson and other Greens, being compelled to buy a product from an industry they find repugnant is a bit like a school requiring kids to hand over their lunch money to the playground bullies.
I have no trust that they actually have my best interests or the general populace's best interests in mind.
For most opponents, the federal health law presents a test of federal power versus individual liberty. But for the Greens, who have 34 local elected officials in California, that's more than any other state, the law doesn't go far enough. The Green Party wants Congress to pass a Medicare for All health plan, a tax-funded, federally administered program like Medicare and Social Security.
That is in the direction of where we need to go with health care. Medicare for All is something that would solve our issue.
Laura Wells ran for governor as the Green Party candidate in California in 2010. She's still bitter that congressional leaders, when crafting the federal health law, refused to allow debate on a Medicare for All program. In 2009, nearly a dozen advocates for a so-called single-payer system were arrested for disrupting committee hearings. They haven't gotten much attention since then. But Green Party officials say if the Supreme Court strikes down the federal health law and the ranks of the uninsured swell beyond 50 million, as most health policy experts predict, their views might finally come into favor. Chris Lehane is a California Democratic political consultant.
There clearly is a potential, if the court throws this out, that that does represent a pivot moment to come back at health care in a different way. Now, it's a hard battle, and it will be a very uphill fight. But, you know, you can certainly see the potential if the president's plan is thrown out for people to begin to revisit how they approach this.
Lehane says there are some Democrats who also support a single-payer system, but it would take a seismic shift in the nation's political makeup to advance the idea.
And the question really becomes, can you begin to convince independent voters that this is really the way to go?
In the meantime, the best bet for the Green Party and other single-payer advocates may rest with the states. Vermont has started to put a single-payer system in place. In California, Democratic lawmakers twice passed bills establishing a single-payer system, which were later vetoed by former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Earlier this year, a single-payer bill stalled in the California Senate, but its sponsors have vowed, as they do every year, to bring it back again. As for the Supreme Court, a decision from the justices is expected by the end of June. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.